This week, I got an email from two nice people in Silver Bay, Karsten and Ellen, who discovered a summer tanager at their feeder. The bird has been there for several days now, feeding on suet and any insects it can discover, and is noticeable just about all the time, so quite a few birders have added it to their Minnesota, Lake County, and/or 2006 lists. Summer tanagers are typically found in spring and summer in the southern two-thirds of the eastern United States and the southern quarter of the western U.S. According to the Birds of North America, they formerly bred in central Iowa, southern Wisconsin, throughout northern Illinois, and central Indiana, but they no longer do. However, they are apparently expanding somewhat in Ohio. So if they're growing ever rarer along the northern edge of their range, which is so far south of here, what is one doing in Silver Bay, Minnesota right now? Oddly, even though the scarlet tanager is the one that breeds up here, late fall and early winter records of scarlet tanagers are virtually unheard of, while we have quite a few of these odd appearances by summer tanagers up here. If you look at the range maps, there's a gap between the summer tanager's summer range and winter range. Supposedly, all of them are found in Mexico and Central America and down as far south as Bolivia and Brazil. But being functionally illiterate, they pay no attention to these maps. I saw my first one in Minnesota on October 22, 1981, my very first fall living in Duluth. That bird was in my own neighborhood. When Kim Eckert called to tell me about it, I bundled up my two-week-old son Joey, popped him in the baby buggy, and we strolled over to see it. Joey's eyes were open, so I pointed him in the right direction and counted this on his baby life list. He did not seem impressed. This time of year, the beautiful red color of summer tanagers is just not there. Birds of both sexes and all ages are dull yellowish, less green than scarlet tanagers, lacking the bold black or at least blackish wings of scarlets, and having a slightly larger, heavier beak. Because they aren't familiar birds any time of year up here and are so lacking in noticeable field marks, and because we just don't think of tanagers in October or November, they're tricky to identify at first. But as soon as one gets recognized, birders start flocking. The one in Silver Bay has been seen by several of us grabbing insects or spiders from crevices on the house it's visiting and in the trees. Normally, summer tanagers are bee and wasp specialists, but they also take a wide variety of flying and non-flying insects. During late breeding season, migration, and in their winter range, they regularly take fruit. If I were lucky enough to get one at my feeder, or one of those odd wintering Baltimore Orioles, I'd instantly place a rush order from Grubco for mealworms, and I'd also set out frozen strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries, as well as keeping a good supply of suet and peanut butter. But it's been 25 years since my previous sighting in Minnesota, so at this rate it'll be 2031 next time I see one in the state. Meanwhile, I can at least enjoy the photos I took of this one. You can see them at www.birderblog.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.